funerals are being held in Turkey for the victims of Saturday's attack on a Kurdish wedding party. One of the survivors spoke to the BBC.
Our friends and neighbors were there. We're sad and in pain. The attack was an atrocity. We want to end these massacres.
More than 50 people were killed, dozens more wounded, and many of the victims are children. In fact, officials in Turkey say the suicide bomber himself was a child, somewhere between 12 to 14 years old. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan blamed ISIS for the attack. He says the extremist group is trying to destabilize Turkey by exploiting ethnic and religious tensions. Well, Gonul Tol is the founding director of the Middle East Institute's Center for Turkish Studies. She's with us from Washington. Gonul, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
First of all, just give us your reaction to what happened on Saturday, and specifically the fact that many of the victims were children and the bomber himself seemed to be less than 14 years old.
Yes, obviously this is not the first time that ISIS has used child soldiers and suicide bombers. It's done that in Iraq, in Syria, elsewhere in the region. But in Turkey, ISIS has launched several attacks, suicide bombings in the past, but this is the first time that they're using a child suicide bomber. According to security officials, they could have placed the explosives on the child without his knowledge and detonated it remotely. So that is one of the debates that the security officials are having at the moment.
It is very hard to hear that and keep an appropriate emotional remove, to be perfectly honest. So you've mentioned ISIS here. President Erdogan says the attack was carried out by ISIS. Has that been confirmed?
No, ISIS rarely claims responsibility for the attacks in Turkey. Since 2015, in ISIS suicide bombings, hundreds of people have been killed, but ISIS has never claimed responsibility. But the target that it chose indicates that in fact it was ISIS that carried out the attack, because it was mostly the neighborhood which the bombing occurred is a predominantly Kurdish area, and the wedding couple are said to be members of the pro-Kurdish HDP. So the target itself indicates that it was an ISIS attack.
Hmm. Now, the location where the bombing took place is near Turkey's border with Syria. You also mentioned the fact that it was a Kurdish wedding party. Does the location carry a particular significance given it's so close to Syria?
Yes, Gaziantep, the town, is known to harbor ISIS sleeper cells. And I think also the timing is very important here, because the attack comes after Kurdish forces in Syria recaptured the northern Syrian town Manbij, which is a logistical hub for the Islamic State. And this has happened recently. So as ISIS loses more territory in Syria, I think we'll see more of those attacks. But also, I think it's important to underline that Turkey is becoming a target of ISIS recently, because Syrian rebels are preparing to launch an operation to capture another town held by ISIS at the border with Turkey. And the rebels will launch the attack from inside Turkey, reportedly in a few days. So I think that's one of the reasons why we are seeing this attack now, and Turkey is stepping up its efforts against the Islamic State. And also it's important to note that Turkey recently announced that it would play a more active role in Syria in the coming 6 months, and also said that Assad could stay in power during a transition. So taken all together, I think that the timing is important in the sense that ISIS is losing territory and Turkey is stepping up its efforts in the fight against ISIS.
So this attack on a Kurdish wedding party, I mean, it's Kurdish forces that have been having some success in fighting ISIS. But of course, Turkey has a long-standing conflict with the Kurds. And yet we hear President Erdogan say that ISIS is trying to destabilize Turkey by exploiting those long-standing ethnic and religious tensions. And of course, all of this happens with the backdrop of the failed coup. that we had not that long ago. So what does this tell us about how President Erdogan is balancing conflicts with Kurds versus conflicts with ISIS?
It's going to be very difficult, and you're right, it's an irony, because Erdogan, President Erdogan himself, has been exploiting those ethnic tensions. The ceasefire between the Kurdish PKK and the state broke down last year, and since then Erdogan has been has stepped up attacks against the PKK. And Kurds have been victimized since then. There are hundreds and thousands of people, mostly civilians, have been killed in the clashes. So one of the reasons why ISIS refuses to claim responsibility for its attack inside Turkey is that it really wants to inflame those ethnic tensions.
Well, Gonul Tol is the founding director of the Middle East Institute Center for Turkish Studies. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.